time. Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Friday, everybody. It is our last day out here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City. Sean Campbell hanging out with you, your local alternative Solid State Radio. So glad to be out here doing this again. This is always my favorite part of the year, man. Like, one of the most fun things we do all year is the whole Eastern Michigan State Fair thing. We get to come out and hang out with you, the people, for a week. It's a great time all the way around. So much fun to be had, so much stuff going on, and over the course of the next 3 hours, we'll tell you all about it, all the fun stuff that you could get out here and be a part of, because there's no shortage of events and things going on here. It's $20 to get, or $25 to get in today, and that gets you the grandstand events and the rides and everything else. It's such a good time. You're gonna want to be here for this. We'll tell you all about all the fun stuff coming up here in the next little bit. Plenty to do today. Of course, we'll be on our normal time on WMIC tonight from 5:30 to 7, so it means we're doing overtime here at Solid State Radio. Yeah, you get an extra hour of us idiots today. Aren't you lucky? Much to do, much stuff to get into, probably talk a little Tigers, try and give away some prizes too, because we have all sorts of fun stuff to give away, and I'm so just excited for this. This is the funnest, our favorite day of the whole week. Like, everything's fully just set up. We're firing on all cylinders. All the tech BS is good and cleared up. It's gonna be a fun time. Let's go ahead and dive into a couple tunes. Here's Green Day. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio, live at the East Michigan State Fair. Garbage at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What is going on? It is Happy Hour. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Herhock. I'm Sean Cantwell. And, if you haven't been out here yet this week, well, they've saved all the fun stuff for last. So tonight, the Bump and Run starts at 7 o'clock, sponsored by our good friends and neighbors over at Colter Real Estate, who have the booth set up here in the merchant building at the fair that's got all the popcorn going out for days. So stop by and grab yourself a bag of that while you're hanging out, coming back to hang with us or headed out to the grandstands. That's going on tonight. Then tomorrow, the Demolition Derby is on, sponsored by Great Clips. And all of that, of course, is included with your entry to the fair. $25 to get in. That gets you free grandstand admission, free parking, the free petting zoo, and you can ride that Gravitron till you puke your brains out.
Do they have a Gravitron?
They do. I was informed by a good friend of ours from the local paper that, yes, they do have the Gravitron here.
That's a classic.
Yeah, apparently it's called something different here, but I mean,
it's a knockoff.
Like, half of those rides have, like, a different name. Like, the Himalayas called something different at some of your other fairs, or, like...
You've ridden the Gravitron. Now, here's the one we got off Wish.
Let's be honest. This is already a ride you're getting off of Wish, dude.
It's a ride that's going to come to you even if you're in the parking lot.
That thing kidding. Really is taking off like a spaceship.
It was last seen over Lake Huron. No, I'm kidding. The rides look like they're very well put together. It's great staff.
Totally safe, maybe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The staff here has been fantastic, keeping up with everything. The parking, they've got mounted police. It's organized. It's a great time. I've had nothing but a great time here this week.
It is a wonderful time. And later on in the program, actually, when we get over to our AM friends at WMIC, you'll get to... We get to sit down with the man in charge of this whole shebang.
Oh, hey.
Our good buddy Ian Kemp.
Oh, Ian, nice.
Yeah, ran to him on the way in. Like, yeah, when am I coming on? We have me on the show. Like, well, when you got time.
We've been waiting for you, bud.
Right? You know how we go. Like, we've been waiting all week to have you out.
I don't know, Ian. We'll see if we can squeeze you in.
We'll have your people get in touch with our people. Yeah, he'll be on probably sometime in the 5:30 to 6 o'clock range, it looks like, to talk about all the fun stuff. He knows more about this Bump and Run than probably anybody on these grounds.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun. He'll be doing that, join us later on. So come out and see us. Come out and enjoy all the fun and festivities that the Eastern Michigan Fair has to offer. And really, most importantly here, get you some food from the Lions Club Lions Den, man. I actually need to post on the our socials about that because that food, I tell you what, that is – that makes this whole festival for me.
Yeah. Nobody comes to the festival to eat healthy. I mean, well, this is where you just really – you cheat on your diet. It's okay. You're allowed.
Right. Or like me, you just gave up the idea of going on a diet ever anyway.
Exactly.
It's all the fun stuff, man. So we'll be doing that all afternoon long. Stick around here. Of course, we've got all sorts of fun and games for you. And, yes, I have prizes. We're giving away stuff later on too.
All right.
Or right now. I don't know. We'll play another rousing game maybe of what the hell does Adam know. We'll get to introduce the AM audience to that because I don't believe they've heard us play a round of that yet. We'll do that coming up. Right now, it's the Strokes. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Sure, come out and drink at the beer tent at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. Why not? The Beastie Boys fought for that sort of thing. It is your local alternative, Solid State Radio, and we are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, though we are not, sadly, at the beer tent. I think maybe we need to talk to Ian about placing us there next year. Except I feel like you and I might drink that beer tent like completely dry.
The first and 2 hours would be fantastic. The third and fourth would be just like, oh, what are you looking at?
Yeah, you would be. We'd have to literally put you in a wheelbarrow and take you out to the car. Here, just tie a rope around you and hand you off to one of the Mounties out there in the parking lot and just have him drag you out of here. I could see it.
You've had enough, boy.
That's enough for you today.
That's right.
We are live here at the Merchant Building, all the way in the back of the blue building behind the grandstands here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. And we have prizes to give away. So I've got T-shirts. We've got stickers. We have a one-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country for some reason. We can give all this fun stuff away this afternoon if we get a victim brave enough to step up and play one of our stupid games with us. And they're easy games, at least they are for people who aren't Adam, because he's the one who mostly gets raked over the coals when we do this. Honestly, it's my favorite part of the whole event.
Yeah, you do take some sick pleasure in this.
I do, but does that really surprise you? I'm kind of a sadistic bastard, am I not?
I guess so.
That's why this works so well. Oh, by the way, Tigers are in action tonight. I almost had forgotten about it because this team is slowly just getting more and more trash as time goes on. They did take two of the games against Cleveland, though. I got to give them credit there. But Riley Green's now going to be out for a significant amount of time. Couple that with Reese Olson, Casey Myers being gone. Things are not boding well for
Yeah, Riley Green, losing him, that does hurt. But, I mean,
he's your biggest offensive production.
Well. They have played well. I mean, right before the All-Star break and since the All-Star break, they seem to be pulling together. If they had been playing this through the entire season, they probably would have been competitive. But, you know, it's a glimmer of hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Are we sure that the light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train, though?
Just very well. Well, I mean, with this news that we've got about Green, it could very well be an Amtrak. But, you know.
It feels like it might, dude. I don't want to think that, but, God, I'm feeling so much like that right now.
I don't know. We'll see.
I suppose, man. I've been worrying about really this team for quite some time, and like whether or not they're going to make the moves that need to be made to put this thing on the right track. And now I feel like this. I still don't think, and we'll talk about this more later when we get into the more talk-heavy side of this thing once WMIC joins up with us.
Yeah.
But it's sounding less and less like Scooble is going to end up being traded before the deadline, which we thought was a possibility at least, if not a particularly great one. It seemed like there were talks being engaged, but we'll talk about whether Baltimore is really even willing to pay the freight there, because I have my doubts that that's actually going to be the case. Like, because this is a team that needs to hold out for everything they can get for a guy who's got the things that Scooble's got going for him. But they are in action tonight. Keeter Montero getting the start for Detroit. I'm actually kind of surprised. I didn't realize his record was He comes in with a 1-3 record, 5.97 ERA. Like, I feel like I've watched him put up some very decent starts for this team. Well, I guess the last good one was against Cleveland. He got lit up by the Dodgers and lit up like a Christmas tree by the Blue Jays to the tune of 5 earned runs each. So I guess that's not quite as not quite as good as I had hoped. That I feel like, I guess the games that he did play were particularly good were kind of just stood out more to me. Like I just missed it. Oh, wow, yeah, he was a complete and utter dumpster fire like in his last 2 or 3 starts. Because he came out there, he had that one really nice game against the Guardians where he goes out there and shuts them just down. Like, in 6 1/3 innings of work, he'd given up 3 hits, no runs. And the start before that wasn't bad against Minnesota. But the other 2 times he came up, he got lit up just enough that, well, those are kind of offset by everything else he's done. Here I was thinking, maybe we have our back of the bullpen guy, our back of the rotation guy. No, apparently not. Not quite.
Let's try again.
Well, can't be worse than Kent Maeda, right? Your Social D, your local alternative to Solid State Radio, live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Pearl Jam, your local alternative Solid State Radio. And just 2 things I apparently have forgotten to do that we are behind on here. One of them is getting a check of your weather for today. The rest of the afternoon, you're looking at mostly sunny skies. Perfect fair weather, really. High getting up to around 79 today. Then tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 58. Then for Sunday, sunshine and a few clouds with a high of 87 and a low of 68. Right now, you're at 80 in Flint, 80 in the Tri-Cities, 76 in Sandusky, and 79 right here in beautiful downtown Imlay City under sunny skies. The other thing we got to take care of, we got to pay some bills. We should probably actually run these commercials because these sponsors pay good money to have us tell you that you need to patronize their services. Thank you in particular to the sponsors that made it possible to do this whole week-long live remote thing. Our good friends over at Milnes Chevrolet in Imlay City, the Liebler Insurance Agency, and Kohler Propane in Brown City and Bad Axe, because no one gives you gas like Kohler's. It is Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair at your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food,
cold drinks,
Keno,
6 pool tables,
pinball,
darts,
air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadons has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
Everyone at Milnes Chevrolet in Imlay City welcomes you to the Eastern Michigan State Fair, happening all this week at the fairgrounds in Imlay City. The Eastern Michigan State Fair is the pay-one-price fair. Your admission covers everything. Rides, parking, exhibits, grandstand events, and much more. This year in the grandstand, it's Monster Trucks on Tuesday, the Rodeo Wednesday, the Figure Eight Trailer Racing on Thursday, the Bump and Run Friday, and the Demolition Derby on Saturday. Milnes Chevrolet is the Thumb's new and used car headquarters. Whether you're shopping for a new Chevy or a reliable used vehicle, Milnes Chevrolet has you covered with quality vehicles that won't break the bank. Stop by and find out for yourself why countless Thumb area residents are talking about the Milnes Advantage. Milnes Chevrolet, located on Van Dyke, just north of I-69 in Imlay City. And have a great time at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, going on all this week in Imlay City.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
The Flies at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City, out here until 7 o'clock tonight. Having just a ball of a time back here in the Merchants Building, way in the back where they the only place where they can really trust us to be out in public and in front of people and whatnot is, here, you guys go wait, way back there. No, keep going. Okay, not quite out of the building yet, thankfully. Next year, probably going to be out in the parking lot, I'm sure. So tonight, you've got the Bump and Run going, starting at 7 o'clock, brought to you by Colter Real Estate. If you're headed down here, $25 gets you in today, and that gets you everything. That gets you the live music, that gets you the Bump and Run today and the Demolition Derby tomorrow. That gets you your parking. That gets you your petting zoo entrance. That lets you look at all the livestock, all the 4-H stuff. It gets you, well, into the beer tent. It doesn't necessarily get you beer, although I have to work that out for next year. But it also gets you all of the carnival rides that you can possibly handle. I mean, you can't beat it. That better value than anything going on in the Thumb area this weekend. So stop on by. We've got prizes. We've got T-shirts, we got stickers, and we got CDs. We'll just auction off Adam. That's fine. I don't know what you'll do with him exactly, but that's really not my problem to figure out. So that's all coming up, and actually we'll be getting joined here, I believe, in the next 45 minutes or so by our good friend Ian Kempf over at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, the guy who's in charge of this whole thing and makes this thing just go off without a hitch the way that it does. He'll be coming up and joining the show later on and tell us all about the Bump and Run and all the other fun things you can do here at the fair other than come and harass your favorite local radio station. So that's coming up later on. We'll get some more into the Tigers later. I have unsolicited advice to do because, of course, we're going to do unsolicited advice. It's our favorite bit we do on this show. We can't not do it now. That would just be ridiculous. So we'll have that coming up as well. Right now, here's Stroke 9 at your local alternative South Sea Radio live from Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City.
It's martini time.
Welcome to Happy Hour. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City, Michigan. Sean Cantwell, Adam Harahawk here on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM, the voice of the Thumb. And right off the shoot today, we're moving up in the world apparently because we're right off the bat, we're already being joined by the man that makes this whole thing go, the manager of the Eastern Michigan State Fair of what, how many years now?
I think this is like 27.
Wow. 27 years. Ian Kempf. How's it going, man?
You know, it's going fantastic. This has been a great fair. You know, looking ahead, and of course, we're always looking at what the weather's going to do tonight, what the weather's going to do tomorrow. It looks like it's absolutely beautiful. So we're just excited about the rest of the fair. Bring this thing home. Have everybody come down. Have a great time. Send them home safe. That's our goal.
Yeah, you guys have been running a great ship here. I mean, all the volunteers, the people that you have walking around in the blue shirts, they're sweeping up everything, keeping things nice and orderly. It's a fantastic outing.
You know, what we really concentrate on here is three things, and that number one is safety. We want you to bring your family down here. We want you to have a great time, and we want everything to be safe. Number two is cleanliness. Yeah. When you come to our fair, I really hope you leave and say, that was the cleanest major event I've ever been to in my life.
Yep.
And the third thing is, we want you to act like when you leave, we want you to know that you got a value for your dollar. If we do those three things, we've done our job and we were successful.
Everybody seems real happy that I've been walking, that we've been talking to. They've all been enjoying the fair. They've been enjoying the grandstand entertainment.
Oh, the grandstand entertainment has been phenomenal this year. You know, last night we had the trailer race. We had more guys showing up with trucks and Suburbans to run the trailer race than I think we had trailers at one point. We had to run over to the neighbors. We grabbed his trailer, you know, threw it out there. I think he was in the stands. I don't know. But we had a great race.
That trailer looks familiar.
Right. There it goes. You know. And then you know, then tonight we've got the Bump and Run Autocross, which you guys have seen before. It's a phenomenal. It is really the premier Bump and Run Autocross in the state of Michigan. There's not another one like it. It's the biggest jumps. It's the fastest track. It's the high flying cars. You know, it's what everybody wants to see. You know, the guys, most of these guys build, and they come up to me and they say, you know, Ian, I'll be at Emily City this year. I didn't go here. And I go, really? Why didn't you go there? Well, I didn't want to wreck my car because I want to come to Emily City, or I don't have another car to go there, so I'm not going to chance it. You know, and they all know they're probably going to wreck their car here. Right? So it's a blast. If you haven't seen a bump and run autocross, it's basically four cylinder front wheel drive cars racing on a modified motocross track, and it's a riot.
And if they run into each other, hey, things happen.
You know, bumping and grinding is just racing, right? Yeah. So the guy puts you in the dirt embankment, flips you over twice. It's okay.
You know? Right. You got a pit crew, roll them back on all fours and get going.
Yeah, get going. You know, and then tomorrow night we've got the Demolition Derby at 7 o'clock at the grandstands. And I got to tell you, I never thought I'd say this, but tomorrow night the purse for the Demolition Derby is over $17,000.
Wow.
We've had sponsors come out of the woodwork and say, I want to do a Mad Dog, $1,500 on this race. And what that is somebody can go out there and they can just go crazy, win the Mad Dog, win the $1,500, and they could actually be the first person out of the race. Yeah. But if they hit everybody out there harder than anybody else, they're going to win that money. So there's over $17,000 tomorrow night that we're going to give away to the racers. And we've got guys coming from Ohio. We've got guys coming from across the state of Michigan, you know, over by Holland. I think we've got a guy coming. So it's going to be a great demolition derby.
$15,000. You could buy like 8 more demolition cars with
right?
that.
Right. 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 Yeah, it's you know, you don't even have to win your heat. You can just go out there and be the craziest guy and win $1,500. You know,
that's awesome. You have the reptile. My favorite thing is always the reptile tent. You have the crocodile, the Gila monster, and everything else. Except for that alligator was looking at me the entire time. It was like, you know, come on over the fence, fat boy. Let's see what we can. Let's dance.
I dare you.
You know, you don't want to make the mistake. And I'm just a you know, a pro warning. You don't go get an elephant ear and then lean on the edge of the cage and hang it over with the elephant ear. Because something's going to bite you, right, in that tent.
Yeah, not recommended.
Not recommended, you know.
Some fantastic vendors with some cool shirts I want to pick up. Food vendors for days. Oh, my God, the smells on there smells amazing.
You know, like a week before the fair, we're down here. One of my board members is with me. He's really grumpy. He's never like that, and he's really grumpy. I'm like, what's going on, man? What, you know, is there a problem? And he says to me, he says, yeah, you know, he says, I just went on this diet. And he says, I'm just hangry. I said, are you nuts? You know, any fair board member should know you don't go on the diet the week before the fair. You know, you just
that's
don't
day
do
one
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, you know that it's just it's that's crazy. So I think he got over that real quick. You know, I saw him with the big old sausage with the homemade bun last night. So
does sound good.
He's done with that, you know. And yeah, the food out there is just you know, let's face it. None of it's good for us.
No,
right?
No.
None of it's good for us.
Not
but
at all.
We love it. Right?
It's treat for yourself for the year.
We you know, we just love it. I think I gained about 30 pounds. Luckily, you really can't tell on me. I'm kind of a big guy. You know?
I feel like for every bit that we put on the weight during this thing, we sweat it out too because we're running. You know, and you do when running around, especially this being usually the hottest weekend of the year most years. Like every bit you're taking in, like you got to replenish, man. It's just
right. You know, when they tell me, you know, like you've got to drink. You know, you got to drink more water. You got to stay hydrated. You know, I pretty much interpret that as fresh squeezed lemonade and a pretzel. You know,
maybe a beer. You know,
right, once in a while.
You guys do have one of the best beer tents I've ever seen in my life. It's a permanent structure. It's well run, and you can see things from the grand. You can see the grandstand entertainment from the beer tent.
You know, it's a very unique for our fairgrounds. It's very uncommon to have that, and we moved that around a lot till we finally got it right and got the full structure. So that is 200 by 60. It is a hoop barn.
Wow.
It's open on both sides and both ends. So you got the cover, you got the shade, you got the breeze blowing through.
Yeah.
But you can sit in there and you can watch the grandstand activities, have a beer. It also, you know, in all fairness, it keeps us a family-friendly activity.
Yes.
Because you're also not, you know, nobody's, we've all seen the NFL photos or videos, right?
Yep,
nobody's on their 10th beer in the grandstand, you know, smacking the other guy over the head. So, yeah. So that's
no one's running across the grandstand or into the pit. They're streaking or anything.
Right.
You know?
None of that. You
save
know?
That for the rodeo with the bull.
So we got the, you know, they got the beer tent right there. You can watch the event. You can have a beer. It's a great time. And you can go up in the stands and with your family and enjoy it.
How are you going to be able to top yourself this year?
You know, I gotta tell you. So what happened this year, and sometimes some of the simplest things are the best, right? Yeah. So because of the bird flu that spread to the dairy herd here in Michigan.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah.
We weren't able to have dairy here. And normally in our Miracle of Life exhibit, it's all dairy cows that are giving, you know, giving or that are calving.
Mm-hmm.
And so we couldn't have those at the last minute. So it's like, gosh, what are we going to do? So what I did was I grabbed four 24-foot bleacher boards that we had laying around, aluminum bleacher boards, made a box out of them, put some sides on them, and dumped about 400 bushels of corn inside, and then turned the kids loose.
Nice.
And if you ever want to just like, you know, you want to save the money on the backyard pool,
yeah,
just go get 400 bushels of corn, dump it in your backyard. The kids will love it. You know, you won't spend the money on the chemicals. And the kids just go nuts.
Their pockets full of corn.
Yeah, they come out, you know, they get corn in their ear, but they get in there and they do, you know, they're making, you know, what would we call them?
Corn angels.
Corn angels. Yeah. There you got it. Nice. There you go. So that was our you know, that was kind of our surprise mistake this year. So
what was it? Necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
So that was a great one. I think we're probably going to carry that one on. The other funny story I got to tell you this year. So I thought, you know, another great kid activity. They love mazes, right? Everybody loves a maze.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I went and I bought about 200 bales of straw, and I built this beautiful straw maze. I mean, this thing was a work of art, and I spent a lot of time on Excel. Yeah. Trying to get my squares to be the same height as they were width, you know, mm-hmm. so I could build the straw maze. So I did it. I get it all built, too. The straw was beautiful. The first kid in there runs through it, has a blast. Second kid in there runs through it, has a blast. Third kid in it runs through, knocks over one of the straw bales. All of a sudden, all the kids take every straw bale right off the top, and they just knock it down. They jump on top of the straw bales. It's been one of the most successful, you know, attractions we got now, because the kids just run on top of them from straw bale to straw bale to straw bale.
Okay.
So, you know, it worked out great, just not the way I planned.
See,
right?
That's not the ending I was expecting. First kid went in there, had fun. Second kid went in there, had fun. Third kid went in there, still can't find him.
Right.
No one knows what happened to him.
No, we do joke about that, but you know, every once in a while, one of the things that we fear the most here at the fair is, you know, is lost children.
Yeah.
And we actually had one last night, and I can say in 27 years we found everyone we ever lost. Usually it's the parents that are lost, not the kids.
Yeah,
which is surprising. We usually have the kid, can't find the parents.
Right.
But last night we did have one, and we have an absolute fantastic system down here. That is in cooperation with Lapeer County Sheriff and Emily City PD, and how we can, because we're a single point entrance, a single point exit, we can lock down the exit the minute we know that kid's missing, and nobody, you know, nobody matching that descriptions getting in or out until they're actually cleared by the police department. So, you know, everybody kind of goes into action, goes to their specific spots, and we have a lost child, and we don't, you know, we might lose them for 5-10 minutes, but we find them and in record time. So I'm really proud of my staff for that.
Yeah, you have a wonderful staff. You probably spend some time doing a little bit of training before the opening of the fair.
We do. It's kind of funny. We don't only, you know, we train our staff. I think we train some of the local, like the sheriff and police department, because, you know, those guys, you know, maybe they're not used to the fair world, and it's a little bit different.
Sure,
you
yeah.
know. So yeah, we try to train everybody. We have a huge safety meeting every year with 911, EMS,
wow.
sheriff, police. You know, I guess who else is there? Emergency management from the county. to go over everything. When you guys drove in and out, you probably saw the gates with, you know, A1,
yes.
CU2. That's all about the emergency plan, emergency management,
gotcha.
In case something happens. So, it's we take it very seriously. You know, we want, like we say, we want everybody to come down here. We want everybody to have a great time. But most importantly, we want everybody to go home safe.
Absolutely. Ian, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Hey, it's been fun, guys. Appreciate you coming.
Always a pleasure to have you out here, man. Let's hit a quick break. We'll come back and figure out just where this show's going to take us from here. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair.
Awesome.
It is Happy Hour on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM. Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM.
Did you see who America chose to be the torch handler for the Olympics?
No, I did not.
Snoop Dogg.
Well, at least someone's getting some use out of that torch.
Sniggity diggity.
Like, I don't know. Can you actually, like, could you just light up a, could you just, like, light up a joint off that thing?
Oh, you know he tried. You know he had to.
You have to know he attempted it.
Tried. The Olympic Committee's like, all right, nobody's looking, go for it, Snoop. I mean, back, remember when Muhammad Ali
was... I mean, why
Ali
would you have
was,
him do it if not?
Yeah, remember when Muhammad Ali was, you know, athletes were the torch handlers?
Yeah.
And now they're like, Snoop Dogg.
Well, you know, it does always get crazy when Snoop Dogg shows
well,
up.
Well, they were going to give it to Richard Simmons, but, you know.
Yeah, kind of. He had a prior engagement, I guess.
That was air horn for bad jokes.
Right.
That was the one bad joke warning.
You know, I really should have that. I have an air horn at home. I should just have that in studio when you start making really awful jokes.
Yeah, the Lyric Mall will love it when you're blowing that air horn. Somebody's going to get a bat and pedicure over it, all about nails. I was doing just fine, and you blew that horn, and I cut the guy's cuticle. I think he's going to bleed to death.
Damn, if you bleed out from the cuticle, then you really did. You something went horribly awry then.
But yeah, Snoop Dogg was our nation's representative to carry the torch. That's apparently everybody else must have said no.
Apparently, like you just ran out of people, I guess. Don't you just hate when that happens? When people don't, you know, everyone else doesn't return your calls, and you know this is.
Well, they're speaking French, so they're like, I have no idea what he's saying. He's probably a prank call. Hang up. Snoop's like, I don't know what they're saying, but they sounds good. All right. Okay.
Sure. Sounds good to me. We'll roll with it. Why not? Makes as much sense as anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, of all the athletes, that's where there was Flavor Flav just not available.
No, he's too busy saving Red Lobster right now, haven't you heard?
Dr. Phil just not. Oh, yes. That's right. Flavor Flav decided, what, they're going to shut down Red Lobster's? Not on my watch. Decided to invest in Red Lobster. I mean, that's cool. I like Red Lobster. Who doesn't like better Cheddar Bay biscuits? But, I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean. Can't go wrong with those. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Gotta love it, man. Like, I for one, I am a sucker for the Cheddar Bay biscuits above all else. But, you know, you can get those at the store now, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Like, they sell them frozen, and I've had them frozen because those make an appearance at most Eckert family Thanksgiving dinners.
You're supposed to cook them.
Oh, no, they're fine. They're just a little cold. Just pop in the microwave for a second. It'll be okay. Whatever. You know.
Two fat guys just sucking on frozen biscuits.
Right.
Don't you want any ice cream? No.
Right? I feel like we probably owe somebody an apology there.
Us, probably. But there are, you can buy the mix and do it, but that's a lot of work. And I tried it, and it was Mr. Red Lobster would be disappointed. Flava Flav would be so disappointed in me.
Truly, he would. And you don't want to let down Flavor Flav. Anyway, we got to hit a break. Stick around. Erica Frisbee's got your local news after ABC News covers the world here at 6:01 on WMIC AM and W237EQ FM Sandusky. Stick around. And then for those of you listening on Solid State Radio, hi, we're still here. We don't have fancy top-of-the-hour news to do and things like that. We don't even have a real meteorologist to read our weather.
In the top of the news, two policemen just walked by and didn't arrest us. That's cool.
Right? Quite frankly, the fact that we haven't gotten apprehended yet with all the cops around is quite impressive. Because we are, if nothing, if not suspicious characters.
Officer, have you tried your taser in a while? Are we sure it works? Why don't you test it out on Cantwell over here?
Again, you say that. That's all fun and games until then you got to figure out how all the fancy equipment works. Like, oh, this was a bad idea, wasn't it? Why, yes, it was.
Might be able to figure it out, but I might have a couple things playing all at once. You might get the news, weather, and sports at the same time.
You know what happens.
News, weather, and spin doctors coming up right now.
Right? We're on the talk station over there. They don't even have the spin doctors having access, but you somehow found a way to play it.
It was a deep dive, but I got it. And somewhere in there, if you listen real carefully, it's a 1939 War of the Worlds.
They just have that audio just sitting around. We've been around that long. Well,
Bob whips it out every Halloween. He still freaks himself out. Oh, my God, are we being invaded?
Oh, probably should put him on the apology list.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Bob.
Oh, Lord. On that note, for those of us still hanging out Solid State Radio, let's play some tunes before we come back and get too stupid. Here's Cake. No, that is not Cake. How do I – this is now the third time this week that I've done this to myself. There's a song – I'm looking for a song of a particular name.
So you find the name and it ends up being search by artist.
Well,
that.
Here's the thing. I don't have that ability right now because apparently the ability to just do to look up stuff and sort it by that just went away on me. So I'm just kind of – I'm flying blind. But that's – for Solid State Radio, that's kind of expected. That's kind of our normal state of things if we're to be entirely honest with ourselves. Here, just make it up as we go along because that's just what we do. We are live here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. We're going to be out here – doing this nonsense for at least another hour before we turn it over to Adam doing, what is it you do again here?
It's devoting time to Michigan-made music. And in fact, I've got Vehicle City Sound, another great Michigan-made music show. They're coming in to help me co-host. It's the crossover you know you needed.
Because they need to see, like, here's how you do a real local music show. Here, I'm going to put on a master class for you.
There we go. They're taking me to school.
Oh, I just can't think of the other way around.
Oh, no.
Here's how you do a real music show. First,
First of all, if your blood alcohol level is not at least 0.02, you have no business being on the radio.
You're doing it wrong. I don't know how you've been doing it this whole time, but you're doing it completely and utterly wrong.
It's like Karate Kid. Yeah, lift with the left hand, lift with the right hand. Do a shot. Now you're ready.
Wax on, wax off
indeed. I can't feel my lips. You are ready.
You are now ready.
You're ready, Chuck-san.
I love it. You're going to show them some things tonight. Yeah. Right now, here's the Verve. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, and we are live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful, lovely Imlay City, Michigan. So thrilled to be out here, having just a blast of a time. We have prizes and things to give away, of course. I may have mentioned that a lot because we have so many fun and fabulous prizes we've got. I mentioned we have T-shirts, we have stickers, we have a one-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country.
Yes, absolutely.
These are things that we have for some reason. And if you happen to be hanging around here and want to make your way back to the back of the Merchant Building here at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, they pushed us all the way back this time.
They really did.
I don't blame them.
I don't either.
I don't blame them one bit.
Exactly. But if you want to win some of these fun and fabulous prizes, just stop on and say hi to us, and we'll set you up on a rousing game of, well, America's favorite game show. What in the hell does Adam know?
No, those are
okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know some things right now, too. Oh, my God.
I know those are some shorts.
Yes, indeed. So while we're out here waiting to see if a victim is going to show up and want to subject themselves to our unique brand of torture in order to win fun and fabulous prizes. Let's do our other favorite stupid bit we do on this show, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, come on, come on.
Sean and Adam's unsolicited advice.
Emily City Edition.
Where real people with real problems send real questions to real advice columnists. Unfortunately for them, we get our hands on them. We intercept. And we, quite frankly, give better advice than the people who get paid to do this crap for a living.
All right.
I've never played this game. I know about it. I see people
play it. We are live on the air right now talking to some people who are trying the cornhole over by the WMPC. Ten, you guys look like you're doing pretty well.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Getting it. Well.
Oh, that wasn't us. That was WMPC. WMPC, 1230 AM and 106.9 FM.
Putting the let's plug the competition. Why don't we? want some T-shirts? Though? We got a little game we do here. Either T-shirts or I said there's Red Roof Inn hotel stays. If you want to play a little game that doesn't require you to know anything other than to be able to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
It's okay. So the game is called What the Hell Does Adam Know? And this is Adam.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
My co-host here, he's a...
Hi.
He's a fellow that's, when it comes to... he's a river deep and an inch wide or so when it comes to, like he knows... The things he knows everything about them. Like, couldn't tell you how to change his oil, but he can list every number that Martin LaPointe wore for Detroit. Like, this guy just...
20.
But there's a couple things in particular that he knows, and it's the band Kiss and Red Wings hockey. And I think today we're going to subject him to Red Wings hockey.
Okay.
So here's how the game works. I asked this man a trivia question. And if you, all you have to do is tell me whether he's going to get that question right or wrong.
He's got to answer it, and then he's got to say it.
Correct. Yes, he's got to answer, and you've got to tell him if he's going to get it right or wrong. If you match, if you get it right, 3 out of 5, we hook you up with something out of the WMIC prize closet.
Well, first of all, let's talk to our contestant. What's your name?
I'm Rick Lockhart.
Hi, Rick.
How you
and
doing?
Where are you from?
Lapeer.
Lapeer? All right, very cool. So are we.
Yep, we're all Lapeerians.
I'm a sidekick.
Okay, that's all right.
He's got his own phone a friend right there with him.
Perfect.
So let's go ahead and dive right into this thing, shall we? The first question that we're going to ask Mr. Adam Harahawk is,
yeah?
Who was the first Red Wing to win the Hart Trophy? Now, Rick, do you think he's going to get that question right or wrong?
I think he's going to get it right.
Oh, they've got faith in you, my man. Don't let him down. He's a diehard.
I can spell the last name, but I don't know if I can pronounce it. It's Roger, C-O-Z-I-E-R.
Crozier?
Crozier, yeah.
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
No?
The correct answer was Ebby Goodfellow.
Never heard of him. Next.
1940.
Oh, okay.
Right. He might be taking over this bit here. All right, next question. This, I think we can get you back on track here.
Okay.
On June 13th, 1997, what player was injured in a serious car accident that ended his career? Rick, is he going to get that question right or wrong?
Yes, he's going to get it right.
I have faith in him, too. Adam, don't let us down.
Unfortunately, it was Vladimir Konstantinov.
You are correct. All right, 1 point for Rick. We're 1 for 2 so far. We can do this. Next question. How many Hart trophies did Gordie Howe win? How many Hart trophies did Gordie Howe win? Rick, is he going to get this right or is he going to get it wrong?
He's going to get it wrong.
Oh, calling you out.
I think Rick might have a good
he might have made a good decision there?
Yeah, because I know he has all of the hardware. I think he's even got a Vezina trophy, if I'm not too mistaken. I'm going to say,
I don't know how he managed that, but okay.
I'm going to say 2 Hart trophies.
Oh, Rick was right to not have faith in you. He went 6 times.
6 Hart trophies.
52, 53, 57, 58, 60, and 63.
See, now I thought for some reason that the Wings only had like 3 Hart trophy winners in their career. In their
existence? No, you'd be wrong.
I guess not.
All right. Next question.
All right.
In the 1992-93 season, The Red Wings set a new club record with 369 goals. Who led the way? Who scored the most goals on that team that season? Rick, for the win.
He's going to get it right.
I'm going to say Sergei Fedorov.
Fedorov came in third with 34.
Ah.
Steve Yzerman led with 58. We have one more chance, though. And I think we can do this.
Okay.
I got faith in Rick here. Which Red Wings prospect accumulated 304 penalty minutes in 2000-2001 playing for the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks of the AHL? Rick, for the win. Is he going to get this right or wrong?
He's going to get it wrong.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I think he's going to get it right.
I think Rick might be right on this one. I think Rick might be right that I might keep getting it wrong.
All right, well, let's hope so. For the win, Adam.
2000-2001?
Yes.
I'm going to say Sean Avery.
Oh, my God, he got it right. Oh, no.
Well, good for him. I tried.
we'll still give him something out of the prize closet. Would your sidekick like to play?
You want to play?
I don't know nothing about
it. Well, come on.
You don't need to know about nothing. He's the one who needs to know about things.
Come on, don't be afraid.
Come on, we're having a fun time with this. Put the headset on.
Let's do it. And you said your name was?
Yeah, my name's Danny Anderson.
Hi, Danny. You're also from Lapeer?
Yes.
All right.
Let's see if you have better luck than Rick did.
What's your favorite thing about the fair so far? And don't say us. Don't kiss our butts. You know.
No, I think it's a great thing out here.
Yeah.
I think that the city donates some of the money, and I think that it's great that kids can come out to the pet zoo and stuff like that. That's great. I own a horse farm.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Okay.
I got a little filly I'm training right now.
All right.
Baby girl.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Then I got one on another horse farm that I'm work on.
Very good.
So,
Very good.
It's really cool. The kids can get used to the animals. They're really enjoyable, them animals.
Gotcha. Just don't pet that alligator that I saw out there. You don't want to pet him.
No.
He's grouchy.
I seen one at Disneyland. Yeah, it had tape on its mouth.
I was going to say, in Florida, Disneyland, it was probably in ride for one of the line for one of the rides.
Yep.
All right, Danny, let's do this. Hopefully I can win you something.
All right. So first question. Clearly they're making it easier off the jump for me.
Okay.
What player did Darren McCarty go after on March 26th, 1997? Danny, is he going to get this one right? Or is he going to get it wrong?
I think he'll get it right.
Oh, if he doesn't, he immediately gets banished from this radio show forever.
We've actually had Darren McCarty in our studio. He might come over and kick my ass.
He might.
Claude Lemieux.
You are correct, sir. All right. Danny is one for one. Next question. In what year did the Wings claim their third Stanley Cup? Danny, is he going to get it right or wrong?
He's going to get it right.
He's got faith in you.
Yep.
1943.
1943.
Their third Stanley Cup. Yes,
you were correct, sir.
Yes.
All right. Off to a unbeaten.
He's a Wings fan.
Yes, he is.
I have faith in him.
All right, he's running away with this so far.
Right,
just one more right.
Okay.
Who did the Red Wings take with their first pick in 2000? Who did the Red Wings take with their first pick in 2000? Danny for the win. Is he going to get this one right?
Yep, I think. No.
You don't?
No.
He's not going to get it right.
Nope.
Well, Adam?
I'm going to say Nick Cronwall.
And you are correct. Nicholas Cronwall with the 29th overall pick. It's all right. You still got a couple more.
I thought I was going to screw that one. It was either that or Jakob Kindle. And everybody forgot Jakob Kindle, even his own mother.
It's true.
Who is this? Mom, it's me, Jakob. I named a kid Jakob, but I don't believe so. Click.
Better apologize to Jakob Kindle.
And his mom.
So, luckily for you, you got off to such a strong start. You have two more chances yet to come away with the win here.
Cool.
So, your next question, Adam's next question is, what was the original name of the Red Wings? What was the original name of that franchise for the win? Is he going to get this right or wrong?
Right.
Come on, Adam. You know this.
The Detroit Cougars.
For the win. Detroit Cougars. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, all right.
All right, we're not gonna. People aren't leaving here empty-handed. Danny gets something out of the old WMIC prize closet. Congratulations and thank you for playing.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I had a lot of fun. So did Rick. We had a lot of fun.
Appreciate you guys.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you stopping by.
You guys are awesome.
So while you hook them up with that stuff, we got to get a quick check of your forecast. Currently, you're sitting at 74 degrees in downtown Sandusky under sunny skies. Right here in Imlay City, you're at 78 degrees under sunny skies. Meteorologist John McMurray has the details of your weekend forecast next here on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM. But if you're listening on Solid State Radio, we don't have a fancy John McMurray to give us the weather, so you basically get me doing my worst John McMurray impression. The forecast for the rest of the afternoon, you're looking at mostly sunny skies today, high getting up to around 78. For tonight, mainly clear skies with a low of 53. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 58. For the Solid State Radio 24-Hour Weather Center, I am clearly not meteorologist John McMurray. Stick around, we'll be back. It is happy hour. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
It is Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM. Oh, just be thankful if you're listening on WMIC that you didn't have to get subjected, as our Solid State Radio listeners did, to my terrible John McMurray impression doing the weather forecast, because we don't get like all the fun things like you guys get, the news, the real news, and John McMurray. You just have to suffer through me doing the worst impression of John McMurray ever. And
he's just like, "Hi, I'm Sean Cantwell. I'm going to look out the window. It's sunny."
That's how fancy we are around here at this station. we have fun doing it, though. And
here's Sean with the weather. I think it's raining.
Yeah, that's it. It's raining.
It's raining cats and dogs, I know, because I just stepped in a poodle.
Ha ha. It's funny because it's terrible. Thank you all so much for participating, you guys. We appreciate it. I love when we get to do that. Give away prizes and mess with the people. It's the most fun thing about being at the fair.
I love doing radio in front of people. It's great.
It is more fun when there's a live studio audience, is it not?
It is.
So now that we've sufficiently embarrassed Adam.
Sure.
Let's do what we started to do before we had that go down. Sean and Adam's Unsolicited Advice, where real people with real problems send real questions to real advice columnists. Unfortunately for them, we get our hands on them, we intercept, and I think, quite frankly, we give better advice than the people who get paid to do this crap for a living.
And Sean, today I brought in a ringer.
I see that.
Got old C. Willie from Vehicle City Sound there. He's going to be my guest on sessions today. He happens to already be here, so we don't let anybody just stand around our radio show. We put them to work.
Especially not when they're a professional broadcaster.
I wouldn't quite go that far.
you're more professional than either of us are, man.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
So the premise of this is he just scours the internet and finds advice columns and reads them on the air, and then we give our own. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's a nice grab bag.
Yeah, right. I feel like I said that pretty well in the intro, but now that we've explained to everybody, let's dive right into one of these, shall we?
Let's dive right in.
Dear somebody who cares,
Our son married into a large family. His wife's sister was recently married. We did not receive an invitation and no explanation was given. We were disappointed not to be included. However, it wasn't until we saw post-wedding pictures of our 2-year-old granddaughter, who served as a flower girl, that we realized that we are not considered family. He is our only child and she is our only grandchild. How do we handle our hurt feelings going forward?
Okay, first of all, I got to figure out the family tree here.
Yeah, I was a little confused on that as well.
This is their daughter-in-law's family.
Okay.
Daughter-in-law's right. family and their grandkid, which is their son's kid.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, that kid was a flower girl in the daughter-in-law's sister's wedding.
Well.
And they weren't invited.
Well, maybe they also invited their mailman.
Yeah.
They also invited.
I personally would have sent them a card and said, thank you for not making me buy a gift.
Right?
I don't know. I'm cheap that way.
Yeah. Yeah. To whom it may concern, I saw pictures of your wedding. Better luck next time.
See you in court in 6 months.
Heard it was a cash bar, you yeah. cheaps.
Well, if it's cash bar, I'm not there. I'm sorry. No gift, no buying, drinking.
Wow, that dress really didn't set you back, did it?
Not one bit.
So, yeah, I mean, that is an option. But, I mean, it's not a blood relative. It's somebody that's related to, I mean, they can't invite everybody. It's a large family. I'm sure their guest list was already at 100, 150 people. Sean just recently got married and invited every single person. He took an Uber, invited the driver.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
just invited, but it gets expensive.
It does. Like, weddings, even as cheap as, you know, we did a lot of our stuff, they're still very expensive, especially when you figure in, like, catering all the food for that many people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and that's usually, for a lot of places, for a lot of weddings, that's your biggest expense by a long shot.
It's a scam. Well, it's a scam because, a lot of times, it's like $35, $40 a plate for masticcioli and some fried chicken.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Who doesn't love masticcioli and fried chicken?
I do, but $40 a plate?
Being a father who just married off his daughter 2 years ago, I can attest that list shortens in a hurry. The bill is going to be what?
Oh, you haven't talked to her since fifth grade. You're not. She's not
that's,
coming.
That's pretty much it.
Clearly, she's not coming to this thing.
Yeah. No, we can X this person right off. Yeah. But that's mom. You know what she's?
Oh, that's all right. We got in an argument last night, so mom's done.
She's toast. Dead to us now.
Mom is toast.
No, I mean, I don't feel like you get to necessarily be heard about this because they're technically, no, your daughter-in-law's other family doesn't necessarily consider you to be their family because you're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they invited probably all of their family. They invited your son, obviously, because he is related to the family.
Yes.
Like, they made the guest list. Your son didn't make the guest list. His wife didn't make the guest list.
Yeah, you're not even on the family tree. You were off to the side. Yeah. You're a whole other tree.
I think you shouldn't be offended so quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your, like, did you have a close relationship with said sibling of the daughter-in-law before? I mean, if so, okay, maybe then you have a right to be.
I think that would have made the letter. Hey, we hung out with these people.
We were so close to them. Clearly, yeah. If it's just, you expect it to be because of your relation to the sister, then no. You don't get to be mad about that.
No, not at all.
Absolutely don't. I'm sorry. As much as you'd like to think as much, like, you can't make your, you know, not family include you in all the things. Like,
yeah, it's not you're not going to be everywhere. And yet, like C. Willie here said, you can't be offended by everything. Just realize that you're not going to be invited everywhere.
Yeah. That's the very, very true.
Exactly. So let's get into another one of these, shall we?
Yeah.
Ooh, this one looks kind of fun. Dear anybody other than Sean and Adam, I wanted to... Oh.
And C. Willie.
And C. Willie. Strike.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. My husband and I have been married for over 40 years. He is 75 and I am 70. I'd always felt secure in my husband's love and devotion and had not had an issue with trust until a younger single woman in her 50s moved near us about 4 years ago. He told me he stopped by to introduce himself, that she's really nice and he enjoyed chatting with her. Since then, certain behaviors he's displayed and my intuition lead me to believe he has a strong attraction to her.
I've tried to have a friendly chat with her a few times, but she seems to shun me. Eventually, I knew I had to talk to my husband. I calmly told him what I'd observed. I said he didn't need to confirm or deny an attraction, and he didn't. I said I also believe an occasional attraction outside of a marriage is normal and not threatening a stable marriage. As expected, he assured me of his love, commitment, and fidelity. Since then,
infidelity or fidelity?
Fidelity. I assure you.
I love you, Camp.
I will absolutely cheat on you.
Yes, I'm nailing her on the side.
Since then, I've caught him in a few white lies and seen her contact info on his phone when I used it. Her backyard is visible from ours, and I see him staring in her yard several times a day. When we drive by her house, he gawks. The situation is cliche and kind of pathetic. Sometimes I think I should offer him a divorce so he's free to do what he wants, and I wouldn't have to suffer the indignities of him having an affair. I'm not sure where to go from here. Please advise.
Well, is she sure that they're doing the nasty, or is this just looking?
I think
it
it's just
like
looking.
Just looking.
Like, even how much is he really, like gawking? Like, are we, like, talking, like, the 1940s Tex Avery cartoon wolf with, like, the tongue rolled down, jaw dropped, eyes popping out with the, oh!
Like, I mean, is this, like, he's on the back porch with a thing of whiskey with binoculars going, oh,
yeah. Oh, it's sunbathing day.
Hang on. George, I'll be in a minute. I mean, because in the next letter is like, yeah, dear who somebody cares, I've got this 75-year-old pervert in my next backyard staring at me, and his 70-year-old wife wants to stab me in the head.
Right. Yeah, how sure are we there's even any interest on her part?
Yeah.
Is the 70-year-old wife making more of this? Is it
maybe
accelerating because she thinks this is happening?
Maybe. I mean, it could be worse. I mean, a sorority could have moved in next door.
Well,
in
that case,
he just
dropped
dead.
They don't make enough Viagra for that.
Does it come in an IV?
Oh, we took a real south turn there.
My, yes, we did.
I mean, it sounds like she's 70. She's probably looking at herself, and she's feeling insecure. He needs to not have the contact on the phone. He needs to not be staring at her when she's looking. And he needs to do things for her to bump up her feelings, because it sounds like she feels threatened. He needs to do his job as a husband and staying with his marriage vows and make her feel wanted.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's, yeah. If you're going to ignore, or if you're going to set to the side because this 50-year-old hottie has moved in, you've just blown it.
Yeah.
You've just blown it. And 40 years they've been married?
Yeah.
Come on.
40 years.
Come on.
40 years.
You had to have been doing something right for 40 years to get to that point. Right. Why blow it now? Because because the 50-year-old moved in next door, you know?
She's like, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just looking for an excuse. It's like,
Well, if she's already talking about giving him the divorce papers, maybe she is looking for an excuse.
Maybe. She's jealous that the next-door neighbor's not into her.
Yeah. Well.
She's not jealous of him. She's jealous of her.
That's the whole story now.
We just flipped the narrative this one.
We flipped the whole script, really. Yeah.
And then they just decided after a bottle of wine, the three of them should just all get along.
So they took the fence down between the yards, put in an in-ground pool, and now they live
and
happily
an upside
after.
Upside down pineapple.
Why, yes, they have. Even on the floor mat. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, it is. Let's do one. We have time for one more, I think.
All right.
Dear, well, maybe C. Willie's got a better shot at giving good advice than these two bozos.
He's pretty good, actually.
My 50th high school reunion is later this year, and I'm not sure if I should go. I was a smart kid who moved to an ex-urban town immediately before high school began. I was a science geek, creative, on the spectrum but undiagnosed, and a hardcore introvert who didn't have traditional interests like other girls. I was bullied by popular girls and jocks because I was a hippie who never conformed to the school's culture. Needless to say, I moved to the city as soon as I could and never kept in touch with anyone. Rather than immediately dismiss the idea of attending the 50th reunion, I'm somewhat curious about these people. There's also a big part of me that fears they'll still look down on me, even though I did quite well professionally, creatively, and personally. An even bigger fear is that I still don't have the social skills to navigate among people who are completely different from me, and I'll come off like an arrogant weirdo. Should I go or send my regrets?
Is that 50th anniversary?
50th reunion.
Oh, jeez.
So she'd be like 68.
And she lives in the city now. This would be coming back to her old high school, which was in the country. Did I gather that? Or
yeah, she moved to the city out of high school, didn't keep touch with anybody.
I wonder if she has a friend she could bring with her and say, look what I did.
Yeah, maybe. Something like that. 50th anniversary, I mean, that's pretty much held in a booth at Denny's, right? Yeah. How many people are left?
Hey, half our class is dead from liver failure already.
Yeah. They don't recognize you, sweetheart, but that's okay. They don't recognize the prom queen either.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're who now? I don't remember you. I became a successful scientist. I have no idea who you are.
It's a tough one because there are a lot of folks that feel isolated like that going through high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my half a dozen friends that we did things with.
Sure.
I could have given a darn about the rest of the school.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are a lot of folks that feel that way. And if she was awkward then and still feels awkward now, then if you've got a crutch that you can take with you or somebody that will at least help you through this,
right.
Show them what you did. You know, show off a little bit. Maybe you can say, hey, look. I outdid all of you.
She needs...
Have your revenge.
She needs to go around the city and hang around some of the, like, really cool gyms and find that one guy who's, like, buff.
She's 68?
She's 68. He's like 28, 29.
Okay.
He needs money, maybe. Yeah. Maybe a cougar found a cub.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, brings him over there. Him? Oh, this is Enrique.
He doesn't speak English.
I don't remember her, but him? Damn.
Adam's solution just apparently to go rob the cradle.
Is that your grandson?
No.
You may call me Granny tonight, though. Because, I mean, if you, the introverts, at the 10-year reunion, the introverts, a lot of people don't remember them.
Yeah.
It's the extroverts. It's the mm-hmm. captain of the football team. It's mm-hmm. the cheerleader. I remember my 5-year reunion. I had delicious joy in watching our president miss everything. Puking behind a dumpster. Awesome.
Yes.
But I mean, if you're an introvert, then you're going to be an introvert at the reunion. And why set yourself up for that?
No question.
I mean, like you said you had like 6 or 7 friends that you would hang around with. You go to the reunion, have a good time, but then also, you know, let's pre-game
let's
over
roll.
This let's
yeah.
go, and
yep.
then go here and
yep.
man.
It's all the cool kids do.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I would argue the cool kids just and this really dovetails nicely with my actual advice here, which is don't go.
That's
I am very anti going to high school reunions.
You are anti going to high school. That's why you don't have a high school reunion. You have a GED reunion.
Well, yeah, but I got C's get degree, sir.
I'm kidding. He actually has an associate degree, and I do not. So
hey, I've never been to a single one of mine.
Yeah, but you went to Specs never. Howard, and you never let us hear the end of that.
Yes. Did I ever tell you I went to Specs Howard? But yeah, I went to my 5-year, and I went to. My 20-year, it was at a pig roast. It wasn't like the official one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And all the rest of them, I didn't even bother. I didn't go to my 30th. Was it? Yeah, 30th. Didn't even go.
We had a legend. We had a 5 and a 10, and I don't know if anything ever happened after that. I didn't go to either one because, like, I feel like – and this letter touches on exactly all the reasons why you don't need to go to your high school reunion unless you actually do have friends that you legitimately care about, because the only other reason anyone goes is to see, well, has anyone else done as badly with their life as I have? Or they just go to lord their own superiority over everybody else.
Yes.
And that's not a healthy thing to do.
No, you try to up each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes
that's
oh,
the whole
I'm
thing. I remember thinking about the car that I'm driving. Oh, do I want them to see me driving that car coming into the – and I'm aging myself, guys.
Sure.
See, Willie's looking at his 50th reunion coming up here before too terribly.
Ooh, why?
So, yeah, it's – well, 45th, I should say. I'm sorry. I don't want to age myself that quickly.
Right.
But I've worried about that, and I haven't gone.
No, you should. You're like, I'm part of a podcast now.
Yeah, well.
I got arm candy. I'm like,
I do.
Let's do this. SCC, Jesus Christ.
What's he doing now?
Right? What's he doing? And then it becomes, I heard he's on the internet. He's doing drugs or something.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My God. I think I heard about this guy.
He's got a couple of porn sites.
Yeah,
that's how he's making his money.
He was on an episode of Jackass. This guy, oh, my God.
Yeah, geez.
We're just starting all sorts of rumors about this man. I feel bad for him.
Multiply them by 10, and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Multiply by 10, and you'll have somewhere close to the reality.
That's it.
Yeah, no, my advice is clearly just don't go. You're either going there just to judge everybody else, or knowing that you're going to be judged and you're just hoping other people are going to be worse off than you are. That's a toxic way of thinking. Just avoid it. No, a public service announcement brought to you by Sean Cantwell. Let's hit a break. We'll close this thing out next. It is Happy Hour Live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City here on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM.
Everyone at Milnes Chevrolet in Imlay City welcomes you to the Eastern Michigan State Fair, happening all this week at the fairgrounds in Imlay City. The Eastern Michigan State Fair is the pay-one-price fair. Your admission covers everything. Rides, parking, exhibits, grandstand events, and much more. This year in the grandstand, it's Monster Trucks on Tuesday, the Rodeo Wednesday, the Figure Eight Trailer Racing on Thursday, the Bump and Run Friday, and the Demolition Derby on Saturday. Milnes Chevrolet is the Thumb's new and used car headquarters. Whether you're shopping for a new Chevy,
Jack Daniels!
Happy Hour Live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Here on the Voice of the Thumb, WMIC 660 and 95.3 FM. So they realized I screwed up and was supposed to play this.
That's it. It's over.
Because it just about is over as we kind of pull into the station here on a Friday afternoon. Having just a blast with this.
Yes.
C. Willie from Vehicle City Sound is still hanging out with us. And he is tonight's guest of honor, if you will.
They both are. They're both part of
Quarter
the
Peep is with us.
Quarter
too.
Peep, thank you.
Yes.
You held me out because I was like quarter pounder? What was it?
Quarter pounder, a little bit peep. I'm so confused.
I was like, huh?
Quarter bounce? What, I am one of those. Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Are Absolutely. We playing thumbs on it? Thumb master with quarter bounce? Okay, come on, we got this.
Yeah. She's yarm candy for the
that's
for the 50th high school reunion.
That's it.
Yeah, that's coming up tonight on Sessions. Tell them all about it.
Well, this is the crossover that you know you needed to hell with Deadpool and Wolverine. This is the crossover you want. Vehicle City Sound and Sessions teaming up, delivering an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. We're going to be talking all about the Vehicle City Sound podcast. We're going to be talking about the songs they like, where I'm basically handing them the keys and letting them drive. It's going to be a fun, fun time. 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, excuse me. As I go back in time, 7 o'clock, later time than usual, and then again at 11 o'clock on 97.7 WTGB.
At some point immediately following the Tigers game.
As Go Tigers.
As they're currently in action right now, who are they? They're taking on the, I should have been prepared for this.
The Blue Jays, maybe?
Toronto again?
Are they playing Toronto again? All right. No, the Twins.
Twins.
And oh, big series. Big series.
And they're already losing.
Oh, how bad.
2-0 at the top of the second.
Okay. Oh, plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of ball to play.
Yeah, you can still come back from that. You can actually hear that game right now over on our sister station, the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
But don't.
I mean, go over. You know, go. You can listen to Tiger. Wait until we're done here, then flip over there to listen.
Yeah, that's when the eighth inning happens. That's the real inning,
that
really.
Is.
Right.
That
is. You know, let's not cannibalize ourselves here, shall we?
But I taste so good.
Speaking of, are you... Oh my God! Why do we let this man out in public? So you know, C. Willie's a big sports guy, if I remember correctly.
I've dabbled a bit.
What's your thoughts on the Tigers as we head to the trade deadline on Tuesday?
I think the Tigers are the same Tigers they've been for the last 15 years.
Ooh, that's not good.
Every year we get hyped. Every year we think, oh, this is going to be the year our young arms are going to do it, and our young arms don't do it. I think we've got the offense. I question A.J. Hinch, to be very honest. They don't have anybody banging on a trash barrel in back of the
that's their problem.
Umpire, so we don't know what pitches are coming. And I think it starts in the front office, and I think we need to look at that.
Well, oh, wow. Ooh, we're already calling for firing Scott Harris.
Yeah.
that quickly. Like, we're not even a full 2 years into his reign, and already.
Well, what did we do differently last year than the year before, and what have we done differently this year than the year before?
We went and got Mark Canha, thank you very much.
Oh, and yeah. What have we done differently?
He proposes the question yet again.
We got half of a major league bat. That's what we did.
We need a Dan Campbell type personality with the Tigers, and we don't have that.
No.
I just want a good hitting – I want a competent hitting coach. Is that too much to ask for? Can we have one of those? That would be awesome.
We had it with Jim Leland, who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations,
yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Absolutely. I wondered if he was going to smoke on the dais when he was up there doing his pull out
just
a cigarette.
And,
Great kind of speech he gave, by the way. Great speech.
Yeah.
I am actually kind of amazed that he didn't just light one up. It would have been so very, very on brand.
He got so upset when he was in the dugout smoking. Yeah, it's like, the kids are watching you. It's like, there's nothing I can do.
My grandkids watch me too. What do you want to do?
Do I look healthy? They just like, Daddy, I'm not smoking. I don't want to look like that.
Yeah, see, so it is a public service announcement.
Exactly. He's showing you what not to do. He's leading by example, except it's the exact wrong example.
Daddy, I want to manage the Tigers. I'll start smoking, kid.
That's the only way you're ever going to get to that's the only way you're getting to the top.
Yes.
Toss a pack of Marlboro Reds. All right, I want you to smoke all the this entire pack and then come back and talk to me.
What'd you think? I think they're great. I think I got a new habit.
And that was him in fifth grade.
Can't wait to go to fifth grade. I think we're going on a science fair tonight. And then by seventh grade, I think I found a date.
You're on those commercials now with your throat cut. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm prom king. And then he doesn't make it to the 50th reunion.
Yeah, no.
Where's Scott?
Pushing daisies.
He's in this urn.
Alas,
oddly enough, he's just ash.
It kind of went full circle, didn't it?
It sure did. On that note, it's about time to get our weekly round of attempting to cleanse our souls in. Happy Hour would like to apologize to Tony LaBrie, WMPC, Hipsters, Audiophiles, Bob Seger, Catherine Conley, Jakob Kindle, Jim Leland. We're sorry. yes, programming note, of course. Sessions will be on tonight after the Tigers. Directly after the Tigers. It will be on at 11 o'clock over on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. You're going to want to tune in for that. We're going to be out here live for a bit yet doing that on the South State Radio side. Have just a good old time all the way around. Thank you to our friends at Milna Chevrolet, the Liebler Insurance Agency, and Kohler Propane in Bad Axe and Brown City, where no one gives you gas like Kohler's, for making it so we could come out here and do this all week. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to Nick Lee and Eddie Fury for all their help and all this.
Thanks, guys.
In the meantime, Jesse Kelly is up next after ABC News covers the world at 7 o'clock on WMIC AM and W237 EQFM Sandusky. All being well. Talk to you tomorrow or Monday at 3. See ya.